US Supreme Court's confirmed an explosive draft document on the issue of abortion is authentic. The leaked document suggests the court's poised to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, which gave American women the constitutional right to have an abortion. Hundreds of people are now protesting outside the court in Washington, D.C. North America correspondent Barbara Miller compiled this report.
The draft opinion confirms the darkest fears of abortion activists. The 50-year-old constitutional right to abortion wouldn't just be eroded by a decision on a case from Mississippi currently before the Supreme Court. It would be obliterated. Outside the court, spontaneous protests are being held, drawing both sides of this divisive debate.
I came here today because everyone should be here today. This is an attack on all people who can get pregnant.
Because a lot of states are actually making their own legislature for this. It's kind of scary.
I will say that as a person who wishes to end abortion in our land, that I am pleased with the results. However, this is not the end, right?
When the political story went up online, activist, congressional hopeful, and Reverend Wendy Hamilton headed straight for the court.
For me, this is like the straw that breaks the camel's back. They have been trying to chip away at voting rights, at women's rights, at human rights, and so I could not stay at home.
And when you say they and them, who exactly are you referring to?
I'm talking about these politicians, particularly conservative ones, who tend to be championing these ideas, who have power, but mainly it's those in power, because Democrats are in power too right now. Let's be clear. We have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. We can do something.
The president is sounding worried.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
You don't get the
responsibility is biblically run to punish evil.
Joe Biden says he'd work towards federal legislation to guarantee the right to abortion, but it's not that simple. Stephen Gillers is a professor of law at NYU.
First of all, can it get passed? Don't think this is purely a Democrat versus Republican issue. There are Republicans, not many, in the Congress who support choice, but probably not enough to get over a filibuster in the Senate. And so the filibuster rule would have to be changed.
The court has confirmed the document is authentic and is promising an investigation, but the horse has well and truly bolted. Americans always knew this decision by the Supreme Court would divide them further still. Now that moment has arrived earlier than anyone could have anticipated. This is Barbara Miller at the Supreme Court in Washington, reporting for AM.